Glory to God forever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. His glory is everywhere on the earth and available to mankind. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We are so grateful to be yours. Thank you for everything. Jesus, thank you for all that you're doing now, that you've been doing our entire life. Reveal yourself to us. And Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that you are God, and we welcome you here. The supreme chief end of man is to know God, and man was born to fellowship with him. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. His glory is beyond words and beyond description. And he's revealed himself as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a great battle for men's souls in the world, even if we don't realize that. It's tragic, and Jesus even said in the book of Divine Revelation of Hell, he said, sad to say, most people will not repent before it's too late. So this, if we look at the whole world, I think it's about 7.5 billion people, and it says in Revelation, the enemy deceives the whole world. Let me start with the positives, though. I want to encourage you today. If anyone belongs to Jesus Christ, he offers and he gives himself. He gives a glorious celebration for eternity. Amen. And what he offers to us is also beyond words. His very presence and glory, his power, his might and dominion, everything that God Almighty is, so awesome. We're guaranteed the victory. He always wins. He's undefeated. And when I say he, I'm referring to the Lord God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. They are all one. So when someone has Jesus Christ, think of what they have. It's just incredible. Jesus also told us, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. He said that he sets free. He said, I wanted to read this specifically. Jesus says, this is John 10:28, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Glory to God. This is awesome. This, what I just read is just, again, beyond words. It's so incredible. So I want to encourage you and anyone who will listen that what we have is awesome and so wonderful and glorious, and we have the victory. Reinhard Bonnke said, we are condemned to victory. So, and again, the deepest reality of knowing him is his glory, fellowship with him. That's what he offers. It's an unspeakable mystery. I wanted to say all that because I'm kind of briefly entitling this short message, The Battle for Men's Souls. There is a battle, and God has given it every person the choice between God and self. If they hear the gospel, it's between Jesus Christ and self. And It says in the book of Revelation at least four times mentions that the enemy deceives four times. Okay, one time it specifically says, this is Revelation 12:9, he deceives the whole world, as I said earlier. So to a certain extent, every person on the earth except Jesus Christ has been deceived somewhat, in some way. Let me add this. You know that I've been speaking about what man was born to do, to fellowship with God. Well, the fact that so many people don't know that and don't understand it and just don't get it, they're deceived to a certain extent. I don't want to sound harsh, but I have been deceived. We've all been deceived. If we don't grasp and you know, the full gospel, amen, that the glorious, unspeakable gospel, the riches of the glory of the mystery of Jesus and His glory, His majesty. Four times in the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 20, three times the enemy, it talks about how he deceives. He deceives the nations. And so I recommend reading, those recommended reading, of course, the book of Revelation, specifically chapters 20, 21, 22 are just amazing. I mean, very, very serious. And then a glorious description of heaven and of the New Jerusalem and this, you know, again, that's, when we read these glorious descriptions, that's God, that's Jesus Christ, that's the Holy Spirit. You know, in Revelation 21, just touching on a few things, it is so wonderful. In Revelation 21, verse 10, he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The city was pure gold, like some trantless sea, like clear glass. It's like, you know, just so, okay, that's the glory of the Lord. That's the Lord Himself. And I want to continue to emphasize that this series is overall is called The Glory of the Lord. But to think that in this battle for men's souls, how tragic. Do you realize our ministry did a study? And we really examined it. We looked at the stats and really studied it and looked at the Bible. And after a long study of this, we found that this is tragic, what I'm about to say. Okay? Approximately somewhere in the vicinity of about 80, I'll try to keep this simple. About 80 to 110,000 people every day die and end up in hell. And there's roughly, I believe it's 30 to 50,000 end up in heaven. Glory to God. Let's focus on the positive. I don't want this to be a negative message, but I want it to just be a reality check for everyone. That there's a battle for men's souls. The enemy wants to deceive. There's a mystery around the Holy Spirit convicting people, of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, but God cannot make anyone choose Him. he also, there's a mystery around we as humans, as his people, saints, as his people, we're the ones who proclaim the gospel. That's why Jesus said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into the harvest. He never said to pray for lost souls to be won. He said, pray to send out laborers to the harvest. It's only the anointing and the Holy Spirit that can cause that's the only way that people get saved. It's the Spirit that gives life, that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. Now, if someone's proclaiming the gospel without the anointing, that's still, they should continue to do that. Absolutely. I mean, at least they're doing that. That's wonderful. The laborers are few, as Jesus said. And I know this is difficult. You know, today's Monday. This might be a day to give a message like this, because, you know, people who end up in hell, it's the famous scripture, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that comes the judgment. It's beyond scary and sobering if someone chooses self instead of Jesus Christ, and if they die, they end up in hell for eternity, and there's no way out for all eternity. A great evangelist in one of his books I read recently said there's millions on the highway to hell. You know, and they, as another man of God said, most people are apathetic about the gospel or even hostile towards it. And even worse things than that. They make fun of it. They mock it. They mock those who proclaim it. That's okay. That should not affect what we do. You know, just continue. It's just this. You realize the urgency of this. Now, I'm looking at myself. I need to do more. I need to do, you know, to be available and to do what, you know, just to be available to the Lord Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, to go and, but, okay, in addition to ending up in hell, I mean, that's the worst thing ever. But because people are deceived, we're missing out on the earth, on what Jesus Christ is offering us and how this glorious celebration. The glory of the Lord is everywhere on the earth. He's available to mankind all the time. He offers fellowship. He offers, there's more than, studies have been done, more than 7,000 promises in the Bible. Incredible. He offers eternal life, which is knowing Him, and abundant life. I've come that they might have life to an abundance, to the full, till it overflows. Abundant life, the Zoe, God kind of life. That's the divine nature. Famous scripture, we've become partakers of the divine nature. That's in one of Peter's letters. We are, it's this glorious immortality. Live forever. Jesus, at least five times, talked about living forever and never dying. Just yesterday, in the past few days, gave a message about the glorious bread of life passage. Jesus says right there, he who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. To think that the people who are choosing self, okay, they're missing out. Think of how, I mean, we as believers, if we just stay in dead religion, we're totally missing out. I want to continue to emphasize all of this because I don't like talking about myself, but I grew up in basically dead religion. I at least want to just touch on this. It is frustrating to me that there's these different aspects of what we call Christianity, Catholicism, that just turn people away, even in the natural, okay? And I don't want to be too critical, but even a great Catholic guy that I know said he does not like the King James Version of the Bible. Now, it's one of the best versions, and it's maybe the most widely used, but it uses language that's not, you know, it's these and thous and all of that, and it's just like, you know, it's almost like, and then today, let me, a second thing that turns people off, people acting spiritual, you know, and being, you know, trying to be good and trying to be like Jesus. It's about us. The real message of the Gospels is that we die, lose our old nature, and then we can experience the glorious Lord Jesus, His glory and majesty and power, everything that He is. That's the answer. You know, it's... You know, it's Reinhard Bonnke said in one of his messages, you must come out of dead religion. He said it strongly. And so my point on that is, it's so disappointing that I've kind of mentioned this before. Even believers, we are deceived. You know, we totally miss it. Most believers stay in the born again phase. That's it. They don't go deeper. They don't, and they even are apathetic and even hostile. It's so frustrating to, you know, they are, they criticize, you know, and judge those people who are charismatic. You might call them, some people say charismaniacs, but charismatic Pentecostal, you know, they criticize, they condemn, they say that they're of the devil. Okay, how ridiculous is that? I've heard Christians say, oh, well, you know, healing in the book of Acts, well, that's a historical book. So it's like, okay, let's forget everything. The glorious full gospel is so awesome. It's what humans were born to do, is to fellowship with Him and experience His glory and His majesty. And it's so wonderful, so awesome. We go from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from hope to hope, from life to life to life. We go higher. Reinhard Bonnke one time said, "There's with God is only increase." Yeah, you know, it's just awesome. We still have challenges, and I understand. Let me say this. I understand when that in the natural we can criticize other ministers, and if you know, for example, I go back to this, but so many of the evangelical church criticizes the charismatic, anyone who's even close to or in what's called the prosperity gospel. I don't want to debate that at all, but it is easy to criticize. You know, it's easy in the natural. We probably are inclined to do that. What we need to do is just go straight to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus. Do what He tells us to do. Let our words be few. There always will be things to criticize. Look at the patriarchs of the faith. You know, made big mistakes. We could criticize them and say, oh, well, I'm going to throw out all the things that that King David, one of the patriarchs of the faith, all the Psalms that he wrote and everything in the Bible about him because of the mistakes he made. I mean, that's a... So let's... Now, if somebody's doing something unbiblical, of course, we should not agree with that. But let's just... I say this because it's so... You think of the urgency of the battle for people's souls. This is like a life and death situation. We don't have to worry about it, but... Okay, then also our ministry. There's much required of anyone who's called into ministry. We're going to be judged. The chapters that I mentioned in Revelation, right there, the great white throne judgment. We're going to be judged by things written in books. I mean, it's serious. Our own, our own soul and fate with God and destiny with God is at stake here. So that's two things. I'll finish up with that. The first is the battle for men's souls. That's very serious, isn't it? When about 100,000 people a day are dying and ending up in hell, that's serious. Number two, our own soul and judgment is at stake. Okay? And let me add this. Jesus, I remember, told Kenneth Hagin, that he get... This, I'm just paraphrasing and summarizing, but Jesus was very upset and said that he asked people to do things, they don't do them, and souls are lost. This is so serious. And again, this is one of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. A great woman of God, I remember her saying, she said to me, it's a great mystery. This is a very anointed woman of God, said, to me, it's a great mystery that God would allow us to do His work on the earth. It is. So anyway, thank you for listening. Please email us at hello@wonderreality.org. We're here for you. And thank you for being a partner with this ministry. We need your prayers. We need your financial support. Mainly, we are here to serve you. Thank you.